or the guarantee monopoly. But what's the police vehicle called that just has two, well, it often carries equipment, and it just has two doors up at the front. It's called a...
Ambulance?
No, a police van.
Police van.
Yeah. Okay, and what's the kind of aircraft that police use, or traffic police or other police, it has a propeller on the top of it?
A whirligig?
Okay, what else do you call it? There were a lot of them when we had the flood. They were, you could hear them up.
Helicopters?
Up there all the time. Okay. Helicopters, you say?
Okay. Mostly.
Yeah.
They don't use planes, they're too slow, too fast.
No. Okay, what do you call the kind of hurricane that forms out in the ocean and blows into land, often down in Florida, and causes a lot of damage? Tropical storm.
Not a cyclone.
No. No, this blows in off the ocean. Often hits Florida or Texas or...
Hurricane?
Excuse me?
Yeah, hurricane.
Okay.
They call them, they have a woman's name, Mabel. No, they named after a woman, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Hurricane.
Mm-hmm. 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 And what do you call the kind of storm that has a funnel cloud to it?
Cyclone.
Okay, any other terms?
Funnel.
Funnel, or what else? I remember you telling me that only one state has more of them than Arkansas does.
Oklahoma.
Okay, but what do you call them?
Cyclone.
Or what else?
That's all I know of.
Tornadoes?
Tornadoes.
Is that the same thing as a cyclone?
About the same thing. It's about the same kind of damage.
Is there any difference at all?
They raise and lower, some of them. I don't know how I'm going to stay out of them. That's all I know about them.
Really?
I never been in one.
But you've seen them here?
From a distance, yes, sir.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of them come through Little Rock.
They usually hit out in here, see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you call the kind of a storm that has rain that's followed by cold temperatures so that the rain turns to ice and freezes?
Winter storms.
Okay. Or ice storms?
Ice storm. Snow storm.
Okay. Okay. What do you call the kind of man who works at the fire department? Helps put out fires. You call him?
Fireman.
Okay. Do you know any other terms of fireman?
Mostly fireman.
Say a...
Firefighter.
A firefighter. Or a negative term? A joking term for a fireman? Well, what about... the man who works for the police department, do you call him a...
Patrolman?
Okay.
Patrolman.
Okay, but what other terms might you use for him?
Cop.
Cop. What else?
Redneck.
Redneck?
Yes.
Anything else?
Well, I couldn't use it here.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Mumsy.
Excuse me?
Mumsy.
Mumsy. What does that mean?
That's so being Jewish.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that term. Where'd you learn that? Where did you learn that?
Working classy. A lot of it.
The owners were Jewish?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get somebody, I'll call you a bunch of monkeys. They don't know what I'm saying.
I'm going to have to use that, I guess. But any other terms, like fuzz?
Fuzz, yeah.
Did you ever use fuzz?
Not in this part of the country. I've heard of it, not here. They don't use it.
Is that a more recent term?
Yeah.
They call them pigs today, too.
Pigs, right? Yeah, and rednecks and goosenecks.
Okay, do you know any other terms for firemen? Like that?
Not that I know of.
They didn't have any nicknames like the policemen did.
Well, in the olden days, you know, they stayed drunk about half the time, see.
The firemen did?
Yeah, up to the last 40 years.
Really?
You get something, made them study this stuff, and instead of sit and play cards. See?
Mm-hmm. Or checkers or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you want to be self-educated, that's the kind of job you'd want. Correspondence, of course, or something. They'd let you do that.
And long hours of no work.
Yeah. Yeah. Now they get off half the time, work one day and off two.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And sunlight or moonlight, anyone know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Which is all right.